All right, well, good afternoon or good morning, everyone. And this is our last day of the sessions for APHA. And we're happy that you decided to join us today in this session in improving pregnancy outcome, given that there's all these competing interesting groups also presenting. I am the moderator for this session. I'm Ki Chan. I'm an assistant professor of health sciences and epidemiology at Boston University. So welcome to Boston. Hopefully you're able to enjoy the better weather today. All right, so today we have an exciting group of faculty from different parts of the world to share with us their research findings. My particular interest in maternal child health stems from prenatal testing and newborn screening, and I've been part of APHA maternal child health ever since I was a graduate student and slowly moved up to playing a much more active role in the leadership and co-chairing and moderating the session. So for students and other faculties and other members shopping around for sessions, I highly recommend maternal child health. Maybe I'm a bit biased, but it is probably one of the biggest and actually the second to the largest group, and it's a very welcoming group. Our first speaker, Kelly Swatson, was not able to join us today due to some personal family circumstances, so we do wish her family well. However, to be mindful that a lot of the members who are shopping around the different sessions, we want to keep the presentation as scheduled. So that means that for the first presentation time, I'm going to present some of the work that we have done in my lab and also some of the course material that I teach my students on public health genomics and social determinant of health. I know that perhaps maybe some of these theories are familiar to many of you, but also maybe for members who are starting to get interested in the field of social determinant of health, this could open up new avenues for you to consider. At least for me, it did, because I come from a molecular biology background who got interested in looking at epigenetic factors and environmental factors and social determinant of health and how that has an impact on health, and in particularly in maternal child health. Right. So for some of the members who just started, who just came in today, our first speaker is not able to be here today, so I'm going to spend the first 15 minutes to share with the audience the primers and just give a background of how social determinant of health and also epigenetic factors plays an important role in health and disease. So there's two components of the life course perspective, which has been well studied over the past years, which is early programming, which consists of the experience in early life and how that can influence your health and your function, and also the cumulative pathway. This is well displayed by this graph, looking at how racial this graph was presented in the paper by Michael Liu and al. Racial and ethnic disparity in birth outcomes. It was published in Maternal and Child Health. And notice that this was published in 2003. So it's about 10 years from now. And I think it's very exciting that it's like a 10-year mark that our next speakers will share with you how some of these factors, risk factors and protective factors, has been studied and how the information could elucidate how that might affect preterm birth, pregnancy outcomes, and hopefully by understanding these factors that have these negative effects on pregnancy outcome, we could then mitigate and have interventions and preventive measures to have in women early on, in addition to the prenatal period, especially in the preconceptual period you see here, that early on in life, before even at age zero, right, is that during the womb, is that a lot of these protective and risk factors play a significant role in the development. I'm going to just take a different spin to this talk because I know that we have three excellent speakers who's going to talk to you about socially determined health. And since I pulled this slide together midnight when we learned that our first speaker was not able to join us, but we do wish her and family positive thoughts out with her, is what is epigenetic factors? So epigenetic factors refers to the processes that induce heritable changes in gene expression potential without altering the gene sequences. And how does this relate to socially determined health? Well, socially determined health, are, as our speakers will share with us later on today, is the social context and also infrastructure and the capacity of where we live, demographic factors, the proximity to fresh fruits, exposure to toxins, and how other environmental factors could play a role. So while those sort of social contexts are important in our health, epigenetic factors and the mechanism is what I see is the bridge from here's your genes, here's your environment. So epigenetic factors mechanism is that bridge. And how does this occur? So this is a diagram. You can see that in early embryo, it is made of stem cells, which can give rise to any type of cells. And the fetus is made of mostly of differential cells. And during this time, which is the most sensitive period, as has been well documented in Michael Liu's papers and many other researchers, is that during this very sensitive period, it has a significant impact in later in life. How does this occur? Well, the environmental factors and where we live, how we deal with stress, and all these external parameters has an impact at our genome level. And how you can't change your genes. You're born with your genes. You can't blame it on your parents. But what could actually change is the epigenome, which is what they call above the genome. So, for example, chemical modifications such as methylation, chemical modification to the genome, which, as you can see here, interacts with the genome. And that interaction with the genome, your DNA, can either turn off or turn on certain genes. So while you cannot change the imprint of your genes, which is inherited by your parents, but the environment, the social context, can have an impact indirectly to these gene expression. So for example, which relates to a health condition, is the impact of obesity in mothers, is that 1 in 3 reproductive age women in the United States is overweight or obese. So this is a serious issue, and specifically it is in high rates in Hispanic and African American. Obesity during pregnancy increases risk for complication. So this is where I think as our community and maternal child health, we could play a role in trying to figure out how can we have an impact on obesity prevention so that we could have positive pregnancy outcome. And how does obesity of mothers have impact on infants? Well, it could have such as insulin resistant, higher risk of diabetes, and also a 40% obesity risk in the infant. So as you can see that this relates to how social determinants could have indirect effect to epigenetic factors, which then leads to negative outcomes in infants. So this is an example of how epigenetic factors associated with determined health could have impacts on preterm birth. So as you can see here that majority of our factors lies in 40% is due to behavior factors, but also you can see that there's 30% related is due to genetics, and socioeconomics is 15%, environment 5%, and access to care is 10%. So by understanding where are the most parameters that are influenced health, we could then direct our resources to focus on those areas for intervention. So for example, as I said about behavior, lifestyles. So about 50-51% relates to smoking, obesity, stress, nutrition, blood pressure, alcohol, drug abuse. So if these are all factors that are behavior, could we then focus on these behavior and modify these behaviors to have a more positive outcome? So this is an example of what I'm going to show you of the effect of epigenetics and the interaction of social determinants, which is access to food, fatty food, or poor diet could have an influence on health. So this is an experiment that was conducted in Europe, which want to see my mouse here. Okay, so basically, the yellow mouse you see here is a mouse of who is obese, and on the left side is brown. So what they did in this experiment is they showed that the yellow mouse here had a Goody gene that was turned on, and when that Goody gene was turned on, the yellow mouse was not able to stop from eating. So these, and also one thing to keep in mind is these two mice are twins, so they have the same DNA. With the same DNA, you would expect that they have similar outcomes. But because of the switching on and off of the gene, one of the mouse was not able to stop from eating. So having access to food, and by understanding, could we change this factor? So what they actually did was that during pregnancy of the yellow mouse, they fed the yellow mouse with vitamin B12 vitamins and folic acid. And guess what happened? During this pregnancy, which is a sensitive period, this yellow mouse, remember the yellow mouse and the brown mouse are identical twins, the same DNA, it gave rise to brown mouse. So this is, well, it is an experiment, and we can't conduct this in humans, but this is implying to the fact that while we can focus on our genes and we could blame our genes for a lot of different outcomes, certain types of dietary intervention could have a significant impact on the outcomes of the infants, and this is an example. So where I believe that epigenetic factor is that bridge between social determinant of health and genetics, which could perhaps we could focus on in improving the outcomes. So I want to be mindful of our speaker's time, and if you would like to have any additional comments about and questions regarding any of the presentation, I would suggest that we hold off until the very end of the presentation because we have some time at the end. And let's see. And however, if you have any questions that are related to clarification, for example, methods, I would suggest that you could raise your hand since it seems like an intimate group here. And if you have any questions, please feel free to follow me on Twitter. I did have a video that I did want to show to the group, but our IT person is not here. So unfortunately, let me see if it's, it doesn't connect, so I did tap the connection here. But I want to at least share with you that there is a free video on YouTube, which is called The Ghost in Your Genes, and it's sponsored by Nova, and it's sponsored by PBS. And it actually talks about the social determinant of health, nutrition, and also the epigenetic factor, which I think is a very useful tool if you want to explore the role of epigenetic factors and also social determinant health. And specifically in this film, they show about stress in pregnancy women, stress that occurred during the Holocaust, stress that occurred after 9/11. So I think in addition to this experiment that they showed of the mouse, there's a lot of great information that I think you could use in your class and also in your institution. All right.